While Bald Head Island Transportation drafts a new salvage plan for the grounded vessel, the Coast Guard is concentrating on its probe into the cause of the crash. Lieutenant Lane Monroe says there's no way to predict how long the analysis could take.
When we do an investigation into an accident in the maritime environment, particularly an accident involving a commercial vessel, the Coast Guard wants to look at anything that may include a mechanical, electrical, weather, or air of a person on board. And then they're also going to look at just the physical structure of the ship.
Once the inquiry is complete, the report will be released to the public. But until then, Monroe says the Coast Guard is working to ensure that there's no further damage to the ship and no harm to the environment.
So we're going to be working in concert with the Bald Head Island Ferry, as well as the local maritime community, to make sure that everybody's informed on what we plan to do in order to keep both the mariners and the environment protected.
Immediately after the Tuesday morning accident, local emergency responders transported 13 people to nearby hospitals. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.